Okay, this is the second part of the shir. We're in the middle of Amud Bet of Daf Zayin. So it says here, Umutar Ba'achila, right? So look, Rabbi Yaakov. Oh, not like Rabbi Yaakov, right? So the Gemara says like this, Tahor, are you calling? Sorry, it says Tahor, Awe Bai Machshava. Ah, we see the fact you call it a Tahor means you need Machshava. So Gemara says, Tanya Miachi, we're a brighter as well. We're a brighter as well. Tanya Miachi, Drash, Bechavarto, Betametum and Ochlin, Shiloh Machshava. We see here another bright says dvash, regular dvash, b'chavarto, when it's in its nest, right? B'akati lo chashir, if you haven't thought about this, Rashi, shahu b'chavarto, it's still in the bee's hive, where you haven't got any kavona, right? To eat it, it's metame ochlin, even without machshava. So see the complete difference between Rabbi Yaakov, who speaks about, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, we lost the video, but you can hear me, right? With regular dvash, As opposed to bees, the other types of honeys, which wouldn't be good enough. Now, most like this. Now we're going to run through this last part of this last amud quickly. The Gemara was speaking up until now about things that come out of animals. Can I ask you a favor, Ed? Why don't you please call me back? Call me back, please. All right. Thank you very much. Okay, right. So now we're going to carry on now other types of things that come out of animals. The most like is honey. The Mishita adds in the word the honey. These chale de chimurta. Right. Now exactly what chale de chimurta is, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not 100% straightforward on what it is. Rashi says that we have chale de chimurta kain beitzei zachar, like testicles. Sheichmuro motzion mirachman. It's some type of a yachmur, type of animal. Motziot mirachman, I don't know, like brings it out of its fetus or whatever. Okay, but Rabbi Gershom over here says, he says, "Hane chal de chimurta she nimtzan bereishela." It's found in its like in its feces or urine. Kain beitzim looks like eggs. V'savu rabbanu kame et rav safra the memar beitzim nino they like their testicles or eggs. V'ase b'achila kol itim tavu ke'ever min achay d'lo hitir Torah shum beitzim ele de'of. The only bird eggs that the Torah allowed to eat is birds' eggs. Aval elu domin ke beitzim shel behema she porsin mimene b'chaya. Looks like other eggs or testicles, I'm not sure, that left the body. But some ptamin which from a yachmur came out of a yachmur, some type of a kosher animal. So they're like testicles, you can't eat them, or like eggs. I'm not sure. Amra Safra, Zara da'ilahu. And Safra says that these eggs, they zara, they seeds of an ayil of a deer, the azel batar iyalta, which try to mount the female deer, va'adede rechmat zar lomis, like it caused its uterus or its womb or its whatever the vagina of the is very narrow, wasn't able to get in there. Va'azil batar yachmuru v'natre. So therefore, basically, all the semen came out of the animal on the back of it, and it dried up, and this is really dry semen. Look at Rashi over there. Da'azil batar atalei zakek la, to have relations with it. V'natre shofech zera harbe v'nikrash. So it pumped a lot of semen, and basically it dried up, and it's congealed on the back of the animal. And those chachamim said you can't eat. Amar Rav Huna, or another example, or haba keneged panav shelcham or mutar. He says yeah, or haba. Now again, yeah, or haba keneged panav shelcham. Rashi says yeah, kein shilia shachamor nolad bo. This is like type of a placenta that the donkey was born in. So it says over here mutar, right? It says over here it's mutar. My time a pirshe ba'almuhu. Again, I'm not sure what it means by mutar, to be honest with you, right? I'm not sure exactly what's going on over here. What's mutar? If you look at Rabbeinu Gershom, in the third line of Rabbeinu Gershom, it says, "Or abakik yapan shel chamor mutarin ba'achila, shekeshenorel chamor yesh lo or dak al panav, ka'en shilya v'lav shilyahu, v'el davuk ne'am midafanav, elakachu bria bifne atzmo, u'pirshe ba'almuhu." It's just basically some sort of the pirshe, right? It's basically, it's been, I'm not sure why you eat from the chamor, why you can eat it. I mean, honestly, I'm not sure. Right? He says, nowadays, I'm not going to get punished. So with my time, Pishamu, just basically like being thrown out. I don't know if he's the Tanya Mishnah, we've got a bright thing that supports you, or Habak can get punished Adam. He says, even in a person, you could have been a Gershom at the bottom, Habak can get punished Adam, the Haki Nami Yesh to Adam, or Dak Alpanav Kishnan Voto, or Eno Lomina Ev Lomina Vlad, Vetahorom Yishum Tumat Mate. It's when they say Tower, yes, it seems to be that this is Tower, isn't Makabel Tumah. Right, this sort of skin, this membrane on a person that comes out, not from the mother, not from the child, not the placenta, right? Tahor. What says, my love, bein hu chai v'im hu chai, bein hu mate, im hu mate, it makes a difference if he lives, the mother dies. It says, lo, bein hu chai v'im hu chai, whether him and the mother child are alive, there's a change there, Meshitta. Or bein hu mate v'im hu chai, whether he dies and the mother lives. V'atani, bein hu chai v'im hu chai, bein hu mate v'im hu mate, in tani, if you learn to learn, okay, if I wasn't too concerned about that, let's quickly rush to the next Mishnah. Okay, Matnitin. Now, we're carrying on discussing in the previous Mishnah, which we had on Hay Amud Bet. So there, the Mishnah mentioned Para Sheyalda Min Chamor, right? We had there like also coming out of the kosher para was like a non-kosher. So you have the Gemara case and slightly similar but different type of context. It says like this, Dag Tameh Shebala Dag Tahor. Now, Dag Tameh you can't eat. You have a Bala Dag Tameh, it's one of the Dag Tahor. And Rashi says over here, Shebala Mashma De Yadei Vadai. You for certain, you watch this fish swallow the kosher fish. Mutar Ba'achila. You are going to eat the tray fish, obviously. You are going to cut open the tray fish, take out the kosher fish and eat it. What's the problem? We might think, we'll see in the garage just now, you might think that the kosher fish, if you didn't see it being swallowed up, you might think that the kosher fish inside the tray fish is actually its own child giving birth. Now here the garage is going to tell us that there are types of fish that do give birth to fish inside their body, not eggs. Okay, you with me? Everybody clear? V'tahor on the other v'tahor shebala dag tameh and a kosher bird that ate the tameh bird asur b'achil, you can't eat it. Why? She'eno gidulo, because that fish inside of the tameh bird inside it is not its own gidul, which would be from the tahor. But basically, look at Rashi there. She'en gidul fish she'eno gidulav ele keshuchai bal'o aval gidulav shari shehayotze min ha'tahor tameh. Anything that the mother bird would have, the fish would have given birth to, you could eat. So the same principle from a tahor is mutter. What's like this? Timer. Now, why are you allowed to eat that fish in the first case where you saw it swallowed up, you cut it up, eat the fish? The chazina de bale, because you saw it being swallowed. Ha lo chazina de bale. If you never saw it being swallowed, what would you say? Amre ashrut se ashrut. You'd say, this is basically, look at Rashi, the ashrut se ashrut. Dag tahor zesh, nimza betocha tameh. This kosher fish inside the non-kosher fish is basically nishrat begufo ubarohu vasur. It's its own child. It's a fetus, and you can eat it. The Gemara says the Tanya got a brayta. The Meshita and the Meshosha take it to Rabbi Nala. Says the Tanya got a brayta that says dag tameh mashrit, that a non-kosher bird, that's how it has children. It actually grows a fetus like a mammal. Dag tahor matil beitzim, but kosher fish, they lay eggs. And they sit on them and they heat them and they come out in their shell. Of course, that's the case. Right? You're telling me that Rashi says they dug tame mashrit, right? Then hide the bale I akava haberi. Vazeshinza betocho ashutse vuboru what it say. Then you're gonna tell me that a non-kosher bird, a fish, does have fetuses. When you cut this open and you found it inside it, that should have been assumed that it's a fetus. Because if it was from eating, it should be in the digestive system. You should find it in the digestive system on its way out, in the colon or in the mayagas or mayadak, what they call it, in the intestines. So someone says no. Right? That you actually did. When you opened it up, you found it not in the stomach, not in the uterus, you actually found it in the digestive system. That's the first answer. Papa says, you actually know you found it in its in the throat. It was still being swallowed. Rav Nachman Amar Kagonche Matsu Shale. Rav Nachman says that you found it whole. Now how does it help if you found it whole? Look at Rashi there. It was so big that if it had grown up that way, the animal wouldn't be so big. It would have left it a long time ago before it was still small. It was a big animal. Now, Ashi gives another answer, not connected. Ashi says like this: Rov dagim beminan mashritzin ukemi shebala fanudami. So he says we don't actually have to see it being swallowed up like the Tanakame, like the beginning of the Gemara said. Time the chazir you saw it. He says no. He says, as a rule, fish, they produce their own type of fish. So when you open this one up and you saw that it was a different type of fish, you can, it's if you saw it being swallowed, because you can see it's not like the mother. Okay, end of